It's a hotel and restaurant that has been welcoming guests for many decades. In fact, this is the type of place that hosts generations of visitors. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to radiateroots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Clint Campbell may not have landed in central Washington if it was not for Prohibition in Iowa.
My great-grandfather, Clinton Cyrus Campbell, emigrated from Sioux City, Iowa. He was a magistrate in Sioux City when the county voted itself dry. He heard the lure of the opportunities out west, made a couple of probes out here, purchased property that the resort now occupies.
Clint's great-grandfather returned for the rest of his family and built the first restaurant and hotel buildings in 1901.
They'd get up in the morning and the Teamsters would have tied up to their hitching post and were using their water and asking for breakfast. So that was their feasibility study that a hotel was needed here in the Chelan area.
Not only did the Teamsters need a place to stay, but the Campbells realized Lake Chelan could become a tourist spot as well.
This is an extraordinary lake. It's 55 miles long. It begins here in semi-arid eastern Washington area, and the lake is over 1,500 feet deep. It is still pristine.
The lake stretches into the Cascade Mountain Range to the town of Stehekin. Well-to-do tourists from the East Coast were making the trip in the early 1900s.
They take a steamer up the Columbia, then a stagecoach up the old Chelan Gorge Road. Then they would take one of the early ladies of the lake, which would have been wood-burning, steam-powered boats, all the way to Stehekin, where there were actually some fairly upscale and sophisticated hotels up there to stay at.
Today, visitors flock to the hotel and the restaurant to experience a century-old family tradition. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Chelan, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.